Blood Brothers by Josephine Cox. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Bedfordshire, England, May 1952. Chapter 1. Gently cradling the injured bird, he stood on the high ground, his quiet gaze drawn to the field below. Up there, in the windswept heights, he cut a fine figure of a man. He was not broad of shoulder, nor thick with muscle, but there was something about him, a certain strength and solitude, and the tall, proud manner in which he stood. He was a man of integrity. He knew when to speak his mind and when to keep his silence. He also knew when to walk away. A year ago he had done exactly that, yet against his better instincts he had answered his brother's letter and made his way back. Even now he felt uneasy in this familiar place, with his family less than a mile away, and Alice just a few steps from where he now stood. It seemed he had been away forever. A year ago, he left this haven to travel far and wide to search for a quietness of heart that might allow him to build a new life and move on. Yet all he ever found was loneliness. Out here, in the wide open skies, and with only the wild creatures for company, he was at home.